It's not long now until Valentine's Day, and if you have someone special in your life that you're celebrating Valentine's Day with, you might be after a special something to make the day complete, and that could well be a bottle of champagne. So I'm here at Aiken Humphreys on the Leeds Road to talk about how to pick the perfect bottle of champagne and how you might get help. So hi, I'm stood here with Paul and Tara. Hi guys.
Hello there, morning.
Hi, nice to have you.
When someone comes in and they know that they want a bottle of champagne, what should they be thinking about? What should they be looking for?
I think primarily the first thing to think about is the person, thinking about what they particularly may have enjoyed in the past, thinking about things that you might have seen and drink when you've been out, as it were. That plays a big part because, I mean, for example, if they tend to drink Prosecco as opposed to champagne most of the time, they may well actually prefer a Prosecco rather than a champagne. But there are some great choices across all categories that we can talk about.
I suppose the gift combination a lot of people use is champagne and chocolate. What champagne in here is going to go well with chocolate?
That is the $60 million question. There are some champagnes that would work better than others. The bottom line is that champagne and chocolates are given together, but not necessarily consumed at the same time. The pairing can be a little bit wonky, but obviously it's just down to whatever works on the day.
Excellent. So you mentioned Prosecco there as an alternative. There are lots of champagne alternatives. You know, which ones do you recommend? What else is good if we're not after champagne?
Well, one of the things that is worth thinking about is revisiting another classic sparkling wine that's been forgotten about a little bit, and that's Cava. And there are some great Cavas around. If you find a Cava with the word Reserva or Gran Reserva on it, that's usually an assurement that there's a little bit better quality going on. We have a fantastic Cava called Mas Mesia at the moment, which should be about 15 quid. It's on at £9.99 and would be a great thing to have as an alternative. Naturally, Cava's a little bit drier than Prosecco, though, so it would be a really good, refreshing aperitif, if you see what I mean. And then also something that we've mentioned before, Franciacorta, which is an Italian sparkling wine that's made champagne method with the champagne grape varieties, but in Lombardy in Italy, so Ferrari country, really. And that is an absolutely exquisite drink that really tends to deliver much more for your money than a champagne would, because essentially the rules about its production are actually stricter than the region of Champagne.
And I think Gino De Campo was one of the big promoters of the Franciacorta region, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, there is a lot of knowledge here. I'm very, very impressed. If I'm trying to impress someone on Valentine's Day, what are the sort of terms? What do you need to know about champagne in order to impress someone with your champagne knowledge? What are you looking for?
Well, I think, to be fair, a lot of people would be impressed by a well-known name of champagne, but that doesn't always necessarily offer you the best taste or the best value for money. I think that, yes, it's a good thing to reach for a prestigious name, but if you're actually looking to find something that's better in the glass, I'm looking for champagnes that are made by smaller people that aren't spending millions of pounds on sponsoring fashion shows or car races, provides you with a kind of wine that will give you much more in the glass. For example, on our shelves we have a champagne called Lallier, which is on the shelf at £29.99. That kind of a champagne, all of their grapes come from Grand Cru vineyards, and so those are the best vineyards in the Champagne region, so their starting material is essentially better. It'd be a bit like buying one of those cars that is a lesser-known brand, but it's got a BMW engine in it or a Volkswagen engine in it. It's what's under the hood that counts, you know, in terms of what grapes go into it really do matter.
So it's not necessarily then about just coming in and throwing down the most money you can for the sort of flashiest bottle on the shelf. You can find some things across all budgets.
Indeed, yeah. I think that, you know, a £20 could get you a very good champagne if you pick it correctly, you know. And obviously, our aim is to find the right champagne, put it on the shelf, and then advise people as to what would be best for them. And the only way you're going to find that out is by talking to people, which we like to do.
Excellent.
Yeah, and perhaps if you're thinking about drinking it yourself, you might go for one of those options.
Absolutely. I mean, there could be people who are spending Valentine's Day by themselves and just want a bottle of champagne. Anyway, you never know. What about those who are celebrating Valentine's Day but might not be drinking? Do they have to forego champagne?
It's interesting you should mention that because there is a fabulous sparkling wine replacement on the market at the moment called the Bee's Knees. It's a sparkling wine that's made with grapes, but also the addition of green tea. So you end up with something that doesn't taste as sweet as something like Schlur would, or, for example, it doesn't taste as unusual and weird as the de-alcoholised wines that are out there. We think it's a fabulous little product, $3.99 a bottle, something that is refreshing. It has a touch of sweetness to it, but it's really clean and it feels great, doesn't it?
And my view on it would be that it does look the bee's knees as well. It's a beautiful bottle with a lovely label, and it really does sort of pack a punch when you give it as a gift.
It really does. I'm looking at it now, actually. It's got a lovely gold label on the front, and the bottle itself you wouldn't know, apart from the words alcohol-free just there, that it was alcohol-free. That's make a lovely gift. So you guys can help with picking out gifts then if you're here in here gift shopping.
Oh, absolutely. And we do like to wrap them as well if that's required to complete the thing. And we've even got some gift cards this season too.
Oh, wonderful. So you can give a gift of choice, really. If you don't want to come in here and confidently make your own champagne choice, you can let your partner decide. Wonderful. So if people want to find you, where can they find you, both sort of physically and online?
Yeah, online we're at acheandhumphreys.co.uk, and we're on Leeds Road, Harrogate, on the corner, just near St Mark's Church and Poshpaws. And we're over in Collingham as well, at School Lane, Collingham.
Wonderful. Paul and Tara, thank you very much.